Lord God, we're here because of you. Jesus, we're here for you. We're here because we know you and love you and want to serve you. Oh, we're here because we've heard something about you and we want to know more. Or we're here because we're intrigued. Or we're here because we're just still not sure what we think about you, Jesus. But we're here for you. And Lord, we want you to be the most important thing in this room tonight. And Lord, as those of us who've chosen to follow you already, we want you to be the most important thing in our lives. And God, I pray that as we spend this time now looking at the Bible and thinking practically about the coming weeks, that you'd be speaking to us, that you'd be working in our hearts, that you'd be growing us to be more like Jesus, and that we'd be growing in maturity as disciples, as followers of Jesus, our Lord, our Saviour, and our friend. So Holy Spirit, would you speak now through what I say? Would you inspire and encourage us all to follow you and to serve others? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So as Naomi mentioned earlier, the focus of tonight is thinking about Alpha. So unless you've been living under a rock for the last couple of months, you'll know that next week is the start of our Alpha course, which I'm really excited about. Doing it a bit differently, doing it here as part of our service for the next few months through till June. So we'll be gathering at 6 for food and then going on. And basically the point of tonight is to help us to get ready for it. And really, I think the main thing for tonight, and we're going to think about it both practically and also think about what God's saying to us and how God might want to use this time over the next few months. But I think what I really want to say is, for me, this is not about me running an Alpha course or Nina and Miriam and Hazel running an Alpha course. But that actually this is something that we're doing as a church family, and particularly this bit of the church family that tends to turn up on an evening on a Sunday for our services on a Sunday evening. And actually this is an opportunity for us as the church family to serve each other, but to be serving our guests that we're praying are going to come and join us. And so what that means is it's not just about me standing at the front and saying this is what I'm going to do, or even this is what I want you to do, but actually this is what we're doing and how we as the family of St. Barnabas can be serving each other and serving our guests. And through serving and through learning and doing the Alpha course together, I genuinely believe that we will grow, that we will grow as community, that we'll get to know each other better, to love each other better, and also to grow in our knowledge and our faith and our love of Jesus as we do Alpha together and as we serve others. So that's what we're going to do. And so because it's different to what we're used to, I thought it was worth having this time tonight to really just talk through some of the stuff practically, so that hopefully there's as few surprises as possible next week and that we all feel comfortable, even though we're doing something that's different to what we're used to. But that actually, as well as thinking through some of the practical stuff, we can also just have that time to be thinking with spiritual eyes, if you like, the eyes of Jesus, to think, well, what might God be wanting to do in us as those who are here already and those who are not yet with us over the coming months as we go through Alpha together. So that's the idea of this time. So it's a bit different, but I really hope it'll be helpful for us as we prepare for all that God is going to do over the coming weeks and months. So I want to just read a few verses from Romans. So if you've got a Bible in front of you, if you've got your phone, you might want to open Romans 12. And Romans 12 is one of those passages that basically, so it's written by Paul, who wrote a lot of the New Testament, and it's one of those passages where there is gold. There's lots of short sentences, and each short sentence is gold about this is what it looks like to live the Christian life well. These are some things that we could do. And so it's a great passage to look at. The opening verses that I'm not reading tonight, there's some amazing things about what it means to be transformed by knowing God, but you can read those in your own time. We're going to start from verse 3 tonight. So Paul writes, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy. And prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality." So much in there that will be worth reading through, meditating on, having a think and a chew over. But it strikes me, we've been looking, haven't we, when we did our Good Gift series recently, looking at God the Holy Spirit, we looked at some of these lists of the gifts that God gives to his church for the building up of the church and for reaching those who don't yet know Jesus. And this is another one of those great lists. And what we see in this list is some of those practical gifts. And that was what really struck me as I was thinking about tonight, was, you know, that Paul writes to the church and he talks about serving each other and he talks about hospitality. He talks about humility. And this amazing picture that comes up several times in the New Testament about the church being a body. And that idea that in the body, there's lots of different parts, but the body fails if it doesn't have diversity, if it doesn't have different parts playing their part and doing the bit that they do really well, that's different to the other parts of the body, but that works together, that pulls together. And it's such a powerful image, isn't it, of what it means to be church, to be serving alongside each other, to be family together, but to not all be the same, to not all look the same and think the same, and to not all do the same stuff. And obviously when Paul was writing, he wasn't just writing about St. Barnabas running an alpha course in spring 2019, right? He's writing about all of Christian life and that these words have been important to people for generations. But it does ring true for us in this season as well as in so many other seasons. And I think it's really helpful to hear those words from Paul. And one of the things that I've been thinking a bit about recently is I genuinely think that the Christian life best makes sense on the move, best makes sense lived out and put into practice. And I think that's one of the things that I'm really excited, is that doing this Alpha course gives us the chance to be putting our faith into action, even on a Sunday night, let alone when we're out day by day in the week, that in this kind of safe space that we're used to, actually having the opportunity to all be involved, to all be playing our part, and actually to be taking a step out, a step into something that's different, something that's a bit unusual. Because actually, I think so often, that's the point at which God meets us, when we step out of what we're used to, step away from what we're comfortable with. And I'm excited to see what God does. Because I think, I worry sometimes that for myself, I can end up spending too much time sort of thinking about things and considering things and chewing them over. And there's actually something about getting on with it and seeing what God does as we go. Even if we haven't got everything sorted out, even if we haven't got all our ideas lined up, actually saying, God, I want to serve you in this. I'm going to step out in this and see what happens. Believing that, you know, if God is real, if God is up to something, if God is at work in the world, then he's going to want to meet us and use us as we step out in faith, as we step out to seek to serve God. And so this just seems like, for me, this is such an exciting opportunity to do Alpha. Those of us who were here a few months ago, you might remember Miriam speaking. She talked about the Great Commission from Matthew 28. Those, you know, some of the final words Jesus spoke before he left earth and went back to be at the Father's right-hand side. And he said, go and make disciples. Hashtag, therefore go, therefore ego, if you remember a little in-joke. But this idea that, you know, we're sent to be doing this work of sharing our faith with others. And for me, one thing that's really exciting is that doing this Alpha course together, we're going to be joining in that work of making disciples, even as we just turn up for church on a Sunday evening. Like, the idea of being sent is a really important one and a key one and something we're really committed to here. But this seems to me such a great opportunity for us to do this, even in this space that we're used to, this time of the week that we've already allocated to be with each other and to be seeking God. And so we're putting this time aside to use to be serving others. So from Romans 12, as I've said, I was really struck by Paul's encouragement to us to be a body working together, each playing our own parts the best we can, serving, encouraging each other, and practicing hospitality, which is such, you know, one of the key things about Alpha is HDB, right, where the church in the middle of posh bit of central London where the Alpha course comes from, they love a dinner party, right? They love a fancy dinner party. And so one of the churches I used to be at, we had someone who'd been at that church in London. She came to work for my church. She was the curate there, and she was great. But she was super posh as well. And so she was the first one who taught me how to do Alpha. And she absolutely loved the idea of, you know, we're going to do this dinner party. It's going to be absolutely delightful, and it's going to be lovely. And so we can put some of that stuff aside, because it might not be quite where we're at in Middlesbrough. But the core part of it, the heart of it, is exactly right. That actually the idea of a dinner party is that you choose people that you really want to spend time with, and you choose people that you're willing to open your home to come and to be with you. So you're willing to invite them into that personal space that's, you know, important to you, that's an important place for you, and then to sit around the meal table, that which is, you know, that ancient sign of hospitality, of friendship, of sharing. And the place where the conversation flows, where things go from beyond the kind of the skin deep and go, you know, you get into the real substance, don't you, as you share a meal together, as you share a bottle of wine together and you talk and you get to know each other. And so actually that image is the image of hospitality. And it doesn't have to be posh and it doesn't have to be fancy, but it has to be real and it has to be genuine. And it has to involve us opening ourselves up. And so that's what Paul's talking about here, practice hospitality. Yes, just a two words in Romans 12, but there's so much to it, isn't there? And it's so important for us as we think about Alpha over the coming weeks. The other thing that I was struck by and was looking at was in Acts. I was thinking about the idea of boldness. And I just did a quick search and I found these are just a couple of verses that I must admit, you know, I've pulled out, but there's lots of this in Acts. You can find plenty of it. Let me just read you two verses. So in Acts 4, they said, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. And then in Acts 28, we read that he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness and without hindrance. And this is the story of the church in Acts as the message of the good news of Jesus' love and kindness spread out across the region. We see time and time again, people, ordinary people, people without degrees in theology, without lots of learning, but people who'd met Jesus, who knew Jesus for themselves, being willing to share what they'd found, being open to share that with other people. And that's what we see time and time again throughout the story of Acts. And that's the story that we've been drawn into and that we're part of. And again, that this opportunity to do Alpha together is another one of these opportunities to be bold and to share what we found with other people. So, so the question, which I've kind of been talking about a bit around already, is why are we doing Alpha in the evening service? And so I think there's kind of three main things for us. And the first thing is it's going to be really good for us to do. So Nina, who's run Alpha at the church several times in a row now, has been speaking to me for a good amount of time saying, we need to do Alpha in a service because the material is so good. Everybody can learn from doing it, no matter how long you've been a Christian for. The material, and particularly the new videos that are being created, which are really engaging, just have so much good content in them that it's really worth going together and doing together. So we're going to do that, and we're really hoping that we're going to learn and we're going to grow, and I genuinely believe that's going to happen. And it's a bit like, isn't it? Even if you've done the Alpha course before, there's always more you can learn, isn't it? And that's the way with the Christian life. So it's like we're reading the Bible. We don't read it once and then go, we've read the Bible, we're not going to learn anything more. That actually part of the Christian life is continuing to learn and continue to grow. And even if that means you've done Alpha several times before, I genuinely believe God can speak to you again through looking at the material, coming to it with fresh eyes, coming to it again, open and ready to learn for ourselves and to grow for ourselves. And obviously one of the things that is really great about Alpha and we will be doing is having the time for discussion, which isn't something we normally get in our services. So often the services look like this, don't they? Me, someone else stood at the front, and you guys graciously listening to what we have to say. But the great opportunity for Alpha is to change that. So we'll be watching the videos together on the screen, but then we'll be out in groups and we'll all have the opportunity to speak and discuss and participate. No one has to speak, no one's going to be forced to speak, but everyone has the opportunity to say what they want to say. And actually, that's a really exciting opportunity for us to be actively involved. And actually, there's something about being actively involved that helps us to learn and to grow as we participate, isn't it? And the second thing, as well as being good for us, is that Alpha is so good for people that don't yet know Jesus. And we've got plenty of testimonies from like the last couple of years of people from within our own church who weren't part of our church, who weren't followers of Jesus, who for various different reasons ended up doing an Alpha course. And through doing the course, through the teaching, through joining a community, becoming part of the church, have come to know Jesus for themselves, have become Christians, come to faith for the first time, which is really exciting. That's what we're here for as a church, isn't it? To make disciples. That's our mission statement. Making disciples for life. That's what we're all about, seeing people come to know Jesus. And this is, Alpha's a great tool. It's not Alpha that brings people to faith. Jesus brings people to faith. Jesus, the author of salvation, as we were singing about earlier, he's the one who does it. But we've seen all over the world, Alpha's been used as a tool that people have found helpful as a way in to exploring the truths of the Christian faith in a relatable way and engaging with them in a helpful way. So I genuinely believe it's helpful for our guests. And so then that becomes the encouragement. Who are you inviting? Who have you invited already? Who are you thinking about inviting? Who are you praying for the opportunity to invite? And there's still time. There's still plenty of invitations at the back. We've got the tags from last week, which we're going to be praying over later on in the service. The people that we're praying for opportunities to invite. And this is such a great opportunity. We know this is a good space. We know this is a good place to invite people into. We enjoy it enough to come back week after week. We know it's a safe place where we can invite our friends to come and find out more, those who don't yet know Jesus. And we were praying. We got the people that are going to be hosting the groups together earlier in the week. And one of the group leaders prayed at the end as we were praying for the course. And she just prayed, if ever people have needed hope, it's now. God, we thank you that in a time of uncertainty, we can be certain of you. And I got my iPad down and wrote that down as quickly as I could because I thought, what a beautiful thing to pray and what a true thing to pray. You know, what we've got to offer the world, what we've got to offer our society, what we've got to offer our friends, our family, our neighbours, is such a beautiful thing. Hope in the God who created the world, who sustains the world, and who knows us as individuals, who loves us enough to have died for us, who's powerful enough to have rose again, to have defeated death, to have changed things forever. That's the hope that we have to share. It's not something to awkwardly kind of drag someone along to. This, you know, we've got hope to offer to people. We've got certainty in a time of uncertainty. What a great thing to be able to invite people to explore for themselves. And of course, the thing is, you know, as we invite people, we remember what Vicky was saying last week, that ultimately God is the inviter, that it all starts from God being the one who invites, that we have our part to play in that. We have an opportunity to be involved. But it's not all about us, that God is the inviter, and that's the work that God is doing. And I think the final thing as well is that I think those of us who've been thinking about Alpha happening in the evening service have been thinking about, actually, wouldn't it be great if we do this Alpha course, and we'll after we've finished, we'll, you know, the services will come back to look like more like we're used to them being at the moment. But what if actually they don't just go back to being the same as they are now, that actually the things that we learn on Alpha change us and change what the community is like, that actually having this time of doing Alpha where we're really consciously aware that we're here to invite guests in, that we're here to be welcoming and open to those who aren't yet part of our church community, that our emphasis is on hospitality, sharing what we have with others. How great would it be if we learnt, as we did Alpha, we learnt more about that and we grew in that, so that became more and more of what we were like, regardless of what the service looked like, that's what we were doing. That idea of inviting people along and this being a place where we want to invite people along to more and more, that we grew in that through this time. That this idea of that participation, of everybody being involved and not just being about what's said at the front, but that was something that happened more and more. Wouldn't that be good? That we're built up as a community, that we get to know each other better, and that we become more and more a family who love each other and look out for each other. And that as we come and thinking about what it means for us to come to church on Sundays, challenging the notion that seeps in from society, that what we're about is about being consumers, you know, in all areas of our lives, that's what we're told we're supposed to do, to sit and consume. And to actually, you know, Alpha challenges that, because we're all going to be involved, we're all going to be serving, we're all going to be participating in the groups. And actually, that's what we want, isn't it? And actually, it's a great opportunity to challenge what culture says and to say, no, we're not consumers, we're participants, we're part of the family, we're all involved. And so I'm really hoping that these things that we'll do and we'll see on Alpha will also change what this service looks like in the months and the years ahead, and what the whole church looks like in the coming years. And how about this? I'd love to see this, the church changed, and this evening gathering changed by seeing new people come to faith. We know how much of a difference it makes having new Christians in our family. Testimonies of people who can say, this is the way God has been working in my life over the last few months. So we quite often get like about 50 people come along to the evening service most weeks, which is fantastic. Just imagine if 10 people, new people, came to faith on Alpha over the next few months and joined the church and began coming every Sunday evening. Just imagine how that would change our community to have those people around, learning alongside us, growing, sharing what God is doing in their life. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be exciting to see those people, to walk alongside those people, to see what God is doing? But I think, you know, it would change what we do here, wouldn't it? You know, having new people always does. And it's great to see, you know, to look out and to see new people. You know, I've been here 3 years. It's fantastic to see the people that weren't here when I started, or weren't even here before Christmas and are now with us. You know, it's so exciting. That's what we're here for. And we want more of that. And I'm really hoping and praying that Alpha will be part of helping us to be open to new people joining us and be part of seeing God bring new people to faith. So that's why we're doing it, because it's exciting. It's a big opportunity. But I think the flip side of that, as we think about this, I think we do need to be honest that there are some drawbacks, if you like, for doing Alpha, because things are different. And, you know, if you're like me, when things are different, it can make you feel a bit uneasy. When you're used to things being the same every week, doing things differently can feel different. And so actually, there is lots of exciting opportunity with doing Alpha, but it does come at a cost. It involves us stepping out of our comfort zone and maybe putting aside for a while some of the things that we really love, maybe some of the things that we really benefit us, and actually being willing to do that for the sake of our guests and to see the kind of change that I've been talking about that I generally believe we can see in ourselves and in our community. So for me, being honest, I absolutely love sung worship. I really find it really helpful for meeting with God as I sing with other people, as our fantastic band lead us week after week in sung worship. And we're not going to be doing that in the way that we normally do. Normally, in the evening service, you know, we sing maybe 6, 7, 8 songs. We have a good extended amount of time to worship God, to praise God. And we're not going to be doing that over Alpha. We're going to be singing 2 songs. We'll stand up, we'll sing, and we'll sit down. And we're expecting God to meet us. We will be worshiping God. It's not that we're not worshiping, but it'll look different. And so if you're like me, that'll be something that I'll have to kind of to put down as a sacrifice that I'm going to have to make, but I'll miss that. There are lots of other services as well, so I'll be going in the morning as well and getting that from being there at 11:15, so that's one opportunity. But actually, you know, and it'll be different for each of us. It might be that you absolutely love my sermons and you're going to be gutted to not hear me preaching for half an hour every week for a couple of months, but you can just go back online and listen to the old ones. That's absolutely fine. But, you know, there's a bunch of different stuff. It's just being, you know, with all the exciting opportunities, there is a cost to it. And I was just reminded, you might have heard this quote before, one of the archbishops from a while ago said, William Temple said, "Church is the only society on earth that exists for its non-members. This is not about us. This is not about what we want. This is not about what we enjoy. Ultimately, we're here for those who don't yet know Jesus, because what we've got is too good to keep to ourselves." So that's why we're doing Alpha. But it's just worth being honest that there is a cost to that. And so I think what my request, my offer to you, is that as we start Alpha next week, can we see this as a team effort? Can we see this as something that we're doing, that this is our dinner party and we're the hosts, all of us, and we're inviting people into our home, right? This is our house, this is our church building. This is a place that we love, that's special to us, and we want to invite people in to share with us in that. So we can do that in several ways. A great way to do it, as I've said, is to invite someone and to bring them along. And if you do invite someone and they do say yes, then praise God, that's fantastic. Please do make it as easy as you can for those people to make good on that yes. Why not offer to bring them along? Because one of the hardest things for people that aren't used to coming to church is to walk through the doors, something we do every week without thinking. Actually, to get through the doors is a difficult thing, particularly if you've got a hard history with church, particularly if you've been hurt by church institution in the past. It can be really difficult to walk through those doors. So how about bringing your friend along with you, offering to pick them up and drive them, and being there alongside them as they walk through the door on that first night? And then do please stay with them and introduce them to your friends, the people that you know, that your friends become their friends and they become quickly part of this community. And then what we'll do is we'll try and make sure that you stay with them in the group, unless for some reason you don't want to. So for instance, if I did Alpha with my mum, I'd probably not want to be in her group and I'd ask not to be, and that's fine. But otherwise, if it'll be helpful for them, we can make sure that you're in their group again so they've got another friendly face in the group. And then after a couple of weeks, all the people in the group will be a friendly face. But you know, those first few weeks, it really helps if you've brought someone along. And then if none of the people you invite say yes, they want to come, that's absolutely fine. You've done what you set out to do. And then the rest of us will be serving. We'll be making this Alpha happen and making it as welcoming an environment as possible as we serve. And then what we'll be doing, and then so just to kind of think about it kind of practically, the timings of it are there'll be people welcoming on the door from about 5:45, as people begin to arrive ready for 6:00 when the meal will be served. So obviously there will have been people on the food team beavering away across in the kitchen to get things ready to be brought across so that we can eat together at 6:00. That will be in the narthex, and so that's the bit out the back behind the glass doors. And the idea is that we kind of make that space into a bit of a party space. So we're not all going to be kind of sat round tables, but we'll be stood. It'll be finger food, kind of buffet food, so that we can move around, so we can get to know each other, so we begin the kind of conversations to create that atmosphere. Then about 25 past, we'll begin moving through into the church, and we'll basically set it out kind of like this, but the chairs will be a bit further forward. So we've kind of got a cinema space at the front, and then the rest of the church will be cleared away with the tables round for the group discussion. Nina and I will be hosting, so we'll be at the front each week as the continuity of the friendly faces. We'll do the kind of introduction, hopefully put people at ease. And then, as I said, we're going to sing. So we'll have a worship leader to lead us in two songs or hymns each week. And again, if you know them, please do stand and sing. That's great to help with that atmosphere. But if you don't, we're not going to force anyone to sing. People are welcome to sit and listen. And then the videos will be on the screen. They're about 20-25 minutes. And then after that, we'll move into our groups. And Nina and I are going to be working on working out the groups. So practically, what we'll be doing in a minute is, please, everyone who's planning to come, please do sign up. Even if you come every week, it'd be really helpful to have you signed up to say that you're going to keep coming through Alpha, so that we can work out the groups. And what we're thinking that we'll do is we'll have some groups that are classic Alpha groups, and some groups that are groups for people that have been Christians for a long time, to have the opportunity to go deeper. Because one of the key things for Alpha is that those who are new to faith or aren't sure about what they think yet have the space to say what they think and to explore. And what we don't, what we want to try and avoid, and what they encourage from Alpha to avoid, is having one person who's not sure what they think in a group with lots of people who are committed Christians who've known and followed Jesus for a long time, because we don't want anyone to feel like they're the odd one out. So we're going to be thinking about the kind of group dynamics and how that works. But the key thing is, if you do end up in a group with lots of people that are exploring, please do make sure that you give them space to speak. Please do make sure that everybody feels like everything, they're welcome to say whatever they want. Even if people are saying things that we know aren't Orthodox Christian faith. Basically, the way that Alpha works is the videos share the Christian faith in a really clear and accessible way. So every time people come and hear the truths of the Alpha videos, they're getting the gold of the Christian faith. And then the discussion time needs to be genuine time to explore and debate and think together. I remember helping on an Alpha course, and I was a group helper. So the person who was running the course had said, "Sam, you sit in this group, be really nice to these people, make sure they've always got the tea and the coffee that they need, that everything they've got is sorted, but I don't want you to say anything for the entire time, apart from be friendly to people." So that was my job. And I sat and I watched and I listened and I heard people at the beginning coming out with all sorts of crazy stuff. And I thought, I don't really think that's true. And I watched what happened as these people engaged and came back each week and were people that were searching God, even though they didn't know what they thought yet. And I clearly remember, it was Matt and Louise, this couple, and they came, and they'd been talking for quite a long time. They very much thought that God liked good people, and if they were good enough, God would love them. And I watched the penny drop as they got grace one evening. They were talking, literally out loud, and in the middle of the sentence, they got grace, and it changed, and it was amazing to see. And I hadn't argued with them. I hadn't said, "You're talking about works, and we need to be talking about grace." They'd had the space to talk things through, to think things through, and it changed, and it was fantastic. And that's what we're hoping and praying for. And that's why we create the space in the groups for people to feel like they can genuinely say and genuinely explore, that we're not jumping down their throats, that we're not forcing things on them, and that we trust that God will work in this space. So we'll have those group discussions, and then we'll finish at 8. And our promise to our guests is that we'll always finish at 8, even if we're in the middle of a great discussion. We'll park it, we'll put a pin in it, and we'll pick it up the next week. So they always know they can leave at 8, get home, get ready for whatever happens the next day. We won't be having tea and coffee as we normally do after the service. It will just be a case of finishing our groups, and then those who've signed up to say that they're helping to clear the church away to get it ready for welcome break in the morning, we'll be doing that. And what we will be encouraging is for everyone who's not clearing up to go into the narthex as soon as possible, because obviously we have cypher that starts at 8 o'clock upstairs, and if it's too noisy down here, then that makes it really difficult for them to do the youth group that they do up there. So that's practically what we'll be doing. So I think that kind of covers most of the practical thing. Then the other thing that's so important is please pray. And we're going to be praying together in a bit. But please do commit to pray. Miriam shared an idea with me, which I think is a great one. How about praying the bit of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And praying for that for our guests, that Jesus' kingdom would come in their lives. And how about setting an alarm on your phone to pray that every day this week, every day through Alpha? So it's in Matthew 6:10. So if you're an early bird, 10 past 6 in the morning, 10 past 6 at night when you're cooking your tea, you could pray Matthew 6:10. Or a better option maybe is Luke 2. It happens as well. It's Luke 11. It's not 2 in the morning. Okay, 11. So, you know, you have your coffee break maybe at 11 o'clock. 2 minutes past 11, your kingdom come, your will be done. Or just before you're going to bed, if you're a late bird, 2 minutes past 11, up to you. However you do it, committing to pray, because none of this is going to happen if it's just our good ideas and our hard work. This is the work of God. We're stepping out, we're opening ourselves up to God working through us, but we're praying that God will be the one that brings change and does this work.